One other thing we want to mention, and this is a little bit off the subject, but really on the subject. Rod, you go back to the days, and I do too, when Paul Venneri was one of the better basketball referees. He was also a football official, a member of the Raleigh County Board of Education. He was an administrator in Raleigh County schools and elsewhere for many years. Well-respected. And Mr. Venneri passed away just a couple of days ago. I just had a chance to stop by the funeral home on the way here to the Armory and pay last respects to one of the true gentlemen, Paul Venneri. He will sorely be missed.
And not see Paul sitting there. He always sat right there at the end of the court and enjoyed the Woodrow Wilson basketball games. When he got beyond the way of running and officiating games, he didn't lose his love for the game. He kept coming and watching and enjoying the ball game. And it seems like overnight he got very, very sick and would pass away. And we're going to miss him.
Absolutely. Very flamboyant. I remember watching him officiate some games here early in my broadcasting career, and when he really wanted to make a point, he would slide down on one of those knees just to make sure that everybody knew that he was making a call.
I was never a great player, but I remember one time I was playing in junior high, and he was officiating, and this man had been scoring at will on me, it seemed like, and I decided the next stop we go down court, you're not going to score. I made sure that I got myself between the player and Paul Venneri, put my hand in the middle of his back and gave him a big shove as he went for the basket. Venneri was sliding like a baseball player, underneath, blowing the whistle, yelling on you, 52. But I can't get away with anything.
Well, he was something else. He loved to wear those loud jackets, either plaid or red or green, and we'll miss Paul Venneri.